Today is Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. My name's Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week. And you listen. And today's no different. Can I just admit to you guys that I am so used to looking at the camera when I'm doing the gay mix with Adam that just now I was making eye contact with the camera, which is not even turned on, as I was doing that intro. So, there you know, into the fascinating mind of Daniel Brewer. By the way, July 10th, National Kitten Day. So go out and celebrate kittens. Like, you ever met anyone who doesn't like kittens? Like, there's something wrong with those people. Also, Bahamas Independence Day. Don't Step on a Bee Day. And also, National DIY Crown Day. So, there you go. I hope you enjoy those activities today, whichever of the day types you may be celebrating, day types that you may be, I don't know. Just found out earlier today, James Inhofe died. In a lot of ways, I'm kind of annoyed that he died because he's such a douche and such a climate change denier. It's just like I wanted us to get into even worse climate. I mean, there's no fixing it at this point in time. We have well exceeded the maximum temperature that we were trying to hold the Earth underneath. And we just keep careening along with these people. It's going to take a catastrophe to get any movement on this because these people are just so dug in on such stupid stuff. But I kind of feel like that's how the world works nowadays, right? People are just stupid and annoying. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. It's such a great show. It's so optimistic. You know what? I know what we're missing here. We're missing hearing from the person whose show this is, right? Like, we're missing hearing from, I am trying to get to this directory so that I can play his phone call. And it's Tom. I'm not even going to edit this. It's now time to listen to Adam.
Y'all, I will try this a third time because it is really bothering me that there were audio issues.
Third time's charm.
I'm recording on a different microphone because I realized day one and day two were super quiet. So sorry about that. I'm sure Daniel has mentioned it by now.
I have not.
But I am now on my Rode wireless microphone, so hopefully it's at least louder. But then I was having a crackle and a pop on the app I was using, and so now I'm on another app, so hopefully this is good. So I want to respond to his Monday show. I had notes, but they're in another app, and I can't open it at the same time for some reason, so I'm going to wing it. Faye Driver on Big Fatty was joking. I don't know why Daniel cannot take a joke. he can certainly give out jokes when we're joking about other podcasters on our show, but can't take one. Secondly,
like you,
I am neither a product owner nor am I a project manager. I'm a product manager. but that's okay. That's all right. Thirdly, I forgot. Thirdly, there was something else, but I don't have my notes.
Products.
It was
what?
Shoot.
Look.
Well,
look in your notes.
Fourthly, I remember the number four, so I'm not going to remember the third one. But fourth, it's really going to bother me that I'm going to try to switch apps here and see what this pre-recorded. It wasn't even that important. So pre-recorded episode. Yeah, I had to pre-record. I rarely do. I mean, I always pre-record, right? Because I record the day before. Right. Yeah. But pre-recorded, I had to do because I just had to, and I wanted you guys to get a full week last week.
Right.
So I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Lastly, the chef's table.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of alcohol, and we were all feeling at least tipsy, if not drunk, by the end.
Okay.
And we were not even noticing what the food was tasting like.
Okay.
it also took a really long time to come out. We were in there for over 3 hours. And so by the end, we were basically drinking and talking to each other, and the food was just kind of there. I think the food was good. It was the same menu that we had had. All four of the Royal Caribbean chef's tables that I've had have been the exact same menu, but it's fine. So today we were in Olden, Norway, and we did a glacier tour. So we got on a big double-decker bus with an Italian tour guide. Not sure why that's relevant, but an Italian speaking English in Norway, I don't know. So we did that, and that was fun. It was really beautiful. And when we got back, we did a sky lift and got some more really good views and got some good photos and videos, and then came back to the ship. We had a nice dinner, and then we saw a ventriloquist who was super good. He got a standing ovation and probably the best show we've seen so far. And he's a winner of America's Got Talent Season 10, and I had never heard of him. So there you go. All right, I'm going to end it here. Turn it back over to Daniel. I will update you guys again tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Sounds angry, doesn't it?
He kind of sounds angry. Like he's just like he's...
I'm reevaluating asking Daniel to fill in. First of all, okay, you can say that the Faye driver was a joke, whatever. I mean, you say this all the time, right? You do stuff for content, or you say things that are exaggerated for content. But you know, don't come after me for having thin skin or not being able to take like criticism. You, Adam, have you met you? You don't take criticism well either. So don't go down that road. Although a glacial tour, much like the tour that I thought was just a bunch of segues like between different topics. The glacial tour, I'm imagining just like some sloth, like from Zootopia, like over here, you'll see some trees. It's a glacial tour. I thought that would be funny. Okay, never mind. I don't remember the other things that he was said during his call. But thank you, Adam. Thank you for allowing me to fill in on your show while you're gone. I appreciate it. I hope that I'm not adding undue stress to your life. By the way, I haven't gotten Days 4's recording yet, so I don't know. So he wants to hear this one before he does anything about it. I think. I'm not sure. Maybe. Let's see. Well, we talked about Senator Inhofe dying. All right. So this is a news story that I saw as I was zipping through the news today, and I thought that it was worth a listen to. This comes from Utah, from KSL TV5 in Utah. The members of a Utah family say that Splash Summit Water Park discriminated against their daughter, who is a diabetic and suffering from celiac disease. And then I will let the little news lady take it from there.
Well, Mike and Dini, the family says that their teen daughter needs a small cooler full of food and medication to avoid a diabetic crash. But
so she needs a small cooler full of food and medicine to avoid a diabetic crash. Now, I would submit to you that if she just had some insulin in this cooler, that they would not have done anything. It would have been fine.
But Splash Summit Water Park said their policy doesn't allow for that. So now the family has filed a complaint with the Department of Justice because they believe that policy breaks the law.
So this family has filed a discrimination suit with the Department of Justice against this water park because their daughter was not allowed to bring a cooler full of food and into the park with them, even though the website for Splash Summit, you go to splashsummit.com/park-rules. The rule number two Not even, you don't even have to go that far down of their 9 rules. Rule number 2, no food, gum, drink, or alcohol is allowed in the park except for water bottles. Guests who suffer from sensitivities or life-threatening allergies may bring food into the park if they do not feel comfortable with the menu options available. In this case, the food must be limited to the individual with the allergy and may contain one sealable sandwich bag, 7 by 8 inches, and one snack to accommodate their visit. So basically they're saying, look, you can bring in like one of those gallon Ziploc bags of food for you if you have allergies or you know, you need orange slices or whatever. But this girl, I know this is not video on this show, but this girl is sitting there with the cooler on her lap, and it is an enormous cooler. And she's holding up the little Ziploc bag going like, I just had some oranges with me. But it was like this huge damn cooler. And I know she had other things in there because why else would they kick her out? But is this where we're at now as a country? You're not allowed to bring some food into a water park, and now you're going to go to the Department of Justice? Speaking of that Segway tour, I tell you who should go to the Department of Justice. I screwed that up. I'll tell you who should go to the Department of Justice. That would be the participants in Daddyland, which is this is from The Advocate. Daddyland is a circuit party that's thrown in Dallas. But hundreds of gay men were evicted from the Crown Plaza downtown Dallas, the host hotel, which they were staying, leading to mass confusion. The eviction was prompted by complaints by Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority members who were also in town for their biennial national convention. The women complained about the attire of some of the Daddyland attendees. Now, it's got to be something more than that. All right, this is the Crown Plaza. The notes that were sent to over 100 rooms, 88 rooms, it just says, we're sorry it didn't work out. The owner of the hotel, that's all in caps, is requesting that you leave immediately, spelled wrong and all uppercase. You will get a refund for Saturday, July 6th and Sunday, July 7th. Please move out by 6 p.m. All parties and events are canceled. I don't think it's entirely on its surface here, though, because the owner, the hotel owner, down here in this very lengthy article on The Advocate, makes reference to the fact, well, if they would have bought out the whole hotel, then this wouldn't have been a problem. But since we had other guests that were complaining, then we had to do something. It's like, and they've hosted this conference there or this circuit party there in the past. This just reeks of, you know, the attendance is down for Daddyland this year. They can't sell out the hotel completely. And now, you know, this guy's, well, I'll show them blah diddy blah diddy blue. I don't know. It's just crazy. If you want to read about it, just Google Daddyland. I don't know what that, you know, be careful, I guess, on what you don't want to like just click on like Daddyland. I have no idea what daddyland.com goes to be honest with you. I have asked for people to text me a couple of times now on this show, and someone did. An unknown texted me today, and they said, Buenas tardes, ¿quién es usted? Which I think means something like, good afternoon, who are you? I mean, I can't reply to your text. The text just goes into our system. Like I don't have the ability to text out by that number. This is not my phone. This is a service that we use. So if you're listening, unknown, hi, I'm Daniel. And it's not afternoon, it's morning. It's morning on July 10th because that's, or whatever time it is that you're listening to it. Because there's, you know, I'm probably not recording it the night before. I'm probably not doing it. I'm probably doing it live, like right now. Whatever time you're listening to it, I'm actually doing it live right then.
If you want to dispute that, or you would like to call me or send me a text, I've got what, another 2 days? Today's hump day. This week has gone so fast. This is the prime difference, I feel, from someone who enjoys their job and someone who hates their job. My week has gone very fast, and Adam feels like his work week goes very slowly. So, but yeah, my God, it's already Wednesday. Happy hump day. Did I say that? I don't think I did. Did I say good morning, fatty? I don't think I did. But you get the point. Wait, was there a point? I don't think there was a point. I think all I'm trying to say is that I'm very confused at the moment. Trust me. If you're confused right now, I'm there with you. It's like we're both listening to this show simultaneously and yet both confused about it, going, what the fuck is he talking about? Only I'm just now realizing that the he that we're talking about is actually me. I think that you've heard quite enough from me today, so I'm just going to move on. I would like to remind you, Friday night on Pride 48, Auntie Scott will be co-hosting with me on The Gay Mix, and I'm sure he will have many opinions of my hosting duties having been done this week. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.